Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 17th of December. Yesterday's US employment report is dotted with red flags as to the data quality. And the data quality was never that good in the first place. It is perhaps better to be looking at the trends that have emerged this year rather than fixating on a single data point. Year to date, the total number of jobs in the United States has risen, but the pace of increase is slower than for the same period over the preceding 4 years. Manufacturing jobs have continued to decline with very little evidence of a shift in the trend. The decline was already underway during the factory building boom of the last few years, and with the ending of that boom this year, it can hardly be considered a surprise that the jobs numbers have continued to trend down. Average hourly earnings are not the same thing as income or wage growth and should be treated with considerable caution when the composition of the US workforce is shifting. But the growth here has slowed to levels where it may be overtaken by rising inflation rates in the not too distant future. The labour market pattern is not likely to cause serious concerns about the resilience of the middle-income US consumer at this stage. Restaurant sector employment continues to be strong and, no doubt, reflects the established pivot in consumer behaviour towards spending on having fun. Hotel employment has been weaker, but that is harder to separate from the weaker tourism going into the United States this year, which doesn't really say anything about domestic consumers. Nonetheless, the labour market trends probably raise enough concerns to reinforce the idea of a further rate cut by the US Federal Reserve to act as an insurance against any increase in the fear of unemployment. US President Trump announced a complete blockade of Venezuela, except for the land borders. If the blockade is effective, it will therefore primarily affect oil supplies, which tend to be shipped by sea to China, but any other exports can presumably take a land route out. Trump has demanded the return of oil, land, and assets. It's not clear what Trump is referring to, which suggests that the timing of the blockade will be open-ended. The impact on the Venezuelan economy could be significant, as oil exports were an important source of foreign exchange. However, Venezuela's oil exports are not that significant in global economic terms, running at notably below 1% of global demand last month. UK November price data showed a slower pace of consumer price inflation than had been expected, with some sectors of the economy experiencing deflation. The weird way electricity prices are levied in the UK is continuing to add to the inflation rate, but things like furniture and appliances are falling in price. The data certainly helps the case for a rate cut at tomorrow's Bank of England meeting and argues perhaps for some further easing of policy in the new year. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.